Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bobopedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
All right, what's the look for?
So I saw that, you know, the NFL is they're doing the annual ranking of the top 100 players, and they release a few names every day or whatever it is. They're at number 51. The 51st player on the list in the best of the NFL is Caleb Williams from the Chicago Bears. Now,
No.
Oh, sorry. Let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
Is Caleb Williams from the Hammond Bears.
There you go.
Now, if I'm just going by straight up talent, realized or unrealized, it's straight up talent. I think Caleb Williams is quite talented and might be in the top 100.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going by actual results, I don't know how you can have him in the top 100, let alone number 51. He may prove everybody, hey, that was a wise pick, because this year he could have this breakout year. His quarterback rating was 90 last year. There were only 21 quarterbacks that had a higher rating than him. And I don't think that 21 of the next 50 picks are going to be quarterbacks. That they all should be ahead of him, just because they have a better rating. But just,
I think I know what this is, and you should know better. This is typical media catering to New York, Hammond. LA, and Hammond.
Yeah.
They cater to those markets.
They love Hammond.
Yeah. So
can't get enough of Hammond.
That's what I think it is. All right. Couple things here. The school bowl sitting in the arbitration process. Couple of agents I reached out to and got some response here. One of them said players essentially have to be there. So it's not atypical for a player to be there. And added, players can be offended by the process, but you have to understand that's what part of the process. Then he went on to say that the Tigers were likely incredibly respectful. And so just something to keep in mind.
Well, that didn't seem like that's what was Tarek Skubal was relaying.
Didn't seem like
yesterday to Wojo was, you know, didn't sound like it went all that respectful. It sounded like he was quite put off by that side of it. Also, while acknowledging it is the business side.
Yes, he did. They did acknowledge it. Then this from another agent. Boris had Skubal attend arbitration hearings so he would get pissed at the Tigers and not give a hometown discount when the contract negotiations began.
That means it's something we can all get a group hug around, right?
Yeah, right. One of the worst people on the planet. What? Yeah.
Whether it's true or not, I like the idea that could be it, that the evil plotting mind of Scott Boras.
Mm-hmm. That's genius, man. We got that text as well, Doug, from just a listener. And honestly, you can hate Boras. I get it. As from a fan's point of view or, you know, organizational point of view. But If that's true, if it were true, hypothetically,
yep.
It's genius, man.
It's
honestly, I would do the same thing as an agent.
You know what he is?
You want to get this guy? Tarek, you're too nice. Why don't you join me for arbitration?
Yeah, right.
Scott Boras is to sports what all the Bond villains were to the Bond series.
He's Spectre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't have referenced a Bond movie, but I don't see anything. Well, I don't see anything currently.
They come out with Bond movies every 2 years.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah. Still Spectre. Things haven't changed.
Yeah. Is it still Spectre?
Sure.
I haven't seen any of the new Bond movies. I got a couple DVDs sitting at home.
Oh man! Now you're
where'd
going
you get
old
those
school.
From?
DVDs. Jeez.
All right.
Where'd you get those DVDs?
Those are yours.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
You listen to soundtrack.
Didn't I return one of them?
You did. Yeah. You did return a couple. They're Daniel Craig ones. That's it. Mm-hmm. So it's recent. It's 20 years.
Yeah.
It's not like the film ones where you had to like go rent something from the library.
It's not a Zapruder film.
VHS.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's not microfiche.
No.
Did you listen to soundtrack on record?
I had some soundtrack.
Listen, the soundtrack.
How do you think I got down to Passenger 57 and Stanley Clark? All right. You remember when I shocked that listener?
He's still shocked. You bring it back up and I'm shocked.
Mike and Shelby writes in regarding the Lions. Yeah, I don't think the Lions are going to beat the 10.5 over-under line. I think it'll be about the same as last year because of their defense, their corners, the safeties, and the interior offensive line. All have massive holes. We've downgraded at linebacker losing Anzalone, so every single game is going to be a shootout trying to outscore the opponent.
Well, the Anzalone replacement is going to be interesting. When you've got Derek Barnes, they're really putting their chips in his corner, right? Because they gave him money, and they gave Anzalone a little bit of a bump last year and then said, all right, we're done. Mm-hmm. Anzalone's been – he was great for the Lions. Like, let's make no mistake about it. Alex Anzalone was a real plus player for this Lions defense, and it's going to look a little bit different without him roaming the linebacker position. But they have confidence in Jack Campbell for sure to overtake everything.
I don't know about Campbell.
Clearly, they gave Jack Campbell the big contract. Mm-hmm. They gave Derek Barnes money, and everything else is kind of up for grabs. I said to you during the break, I've got a under the radar player for this team.
Yep.
I don't know if he's going to make a big impact initially, but I think keep tabs on this guy if he can stay healthy. I think Jimmy Rolder is going to play an interesting role with this team that may force some other people out, and maybe eventually it ends up being Rodriguez. I don't know, but if he can stay healthy, that was a guy that just looked the part for Michigan when he was healthy. He was good, like really good.
Yep.
Keep an eye on him. He's got just decent size, 6'2", almost 240.
Yeah, I mean, if when Jimmy Rolder was healthy, I'm going to repeat exactly what you just said. He was good. He was really good. And so he was unfortunately banged up for like his entire career. He was healthy at the beginning of last year, and he looked fantastic. So there's something to be said.
Stay healthy, young man.
They do need more from their defense. I'm afraid that my offense wins championship theory is misinterpreted as you don't need to play defense. You do need to play defense. It's important to play defense.
Oh, just like you need to score some points to win games.
Yeah. Are they going to win shootouts? Are they going to be forced to win shootouts? Yes. The good news is I think their offense is more than capable to get into shootouts. If things go right, I mean, by that, I mean development of young offensive linemen, which feel like physically upgrade. But can they mesh together as a unit and handle the game at NFL speed quickly enough to really be that upgrade we think they could be?
We always talk about players improving 1 year to the next. What about Kelvin Shepard as a defensive coordinator from 1 year to the next? It's a big year for him.
It kind of is, yeah. Though I would agree with that. Juan is next on 97.1. Hello, Juan.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How we doing?
All right. Man, I'm excited for the season. Of course, it's football, but I'm super excited. But I'm much, much more excited for us to prove the naysayers wrong. I get it. You know, us as fans, you know, we got the right. We pay our money to go see the game, you know, and whatever for merchandise. But it's just like some of these fans are so negative, man. Like, you keep beating a dead horse. Yes, we should have beat Minnesota twice, which I believe would have got us maybe win a division and got us far. We didn't do it. Okay, it's over with. Give the new offensive coordinator a chance. I mean, you hear these fans, man. Matter of fact, I have a solution. for all the fans, and I'm not saying you don't suck, because I'm critical too sometimes, but I'm not going to keep dwelling on the same thing. For all the fans who just simple. Don't watch. Don't be a fan. It's not that hard. Like, I don't get it. You hear these people, like some of the callers you had today, they or the Texas, they're going to prove me wrong again. Well, guess what? They won't prove you wrong if you stop being a fan. Don't watch. Don't watch. It's that simple. Don't watch. Don't be a Lions fan.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've said this a bunch. This is a very safe place to be is my team's not going to win at all. It's a very safe place to be because every year only one team wins it all. And if your definition of same old Lions is essentially they lose the last game of the year, whether it be, you know, or they don't make the playoffs or lose the last game of the year when they make the playoffs, it's a very safe position to take. But if you don't, like you said, if you don't want to get hurt, then probably it is wise not to invest emotion into it. But I've really come to learn over the years, everybody's feelings as a fan, they're valid to them. And so the undercurrent of suspicion or cynicism is a better word for this team is a very real thing, and it will be alive until they win it all.
Right, but I have one more thing I want to say. Sometimes I wonder, and I understand this is Detroit, this is the Detroit radio station, but sometimes I wonder, how do the fans in Buffalo, Baltimore, and San Fran feel? Because them guys was invited to the party before we was, and they've been, like, unsuccessful. They haven't done anything, and I'm just naming those because they're top-tier teams, as you know, as the Lions did. So I just wonder, like, I wonder how does Buffalo, San Fran, and Baltimore fans feel because they haven't done anything either. And last take, guys, I got a bold prediction for baseball, for Tiger. I got my bold prediction, Tigers and Tampa in the American League Championship. I don't know who's going to come out. And Philadelphia Phillies is going to upset the Dodgers in the National League. That's my bold prediction. You guys have a good one.
Juan, I feel like we buried the lead there. He called up about the Lions and then gave us that. Philly over the Dodgers in the NLCS and the Tigers over Tampa in the ALCS.
7 and 8-year-old Gator is crying right now. He's very happy if the Phillies beat the Dodgers.
Gator was a Phillies team as a youngster because of?
The Bull, Greg Luzinski.
Yep.
And Steve Carlton and Mike Schmidt. But yep. The Bull. His other comment, though, oh, and I'm losing train of thought.
About the Lions? About fans, don't be a fan?
No, I forget. I just blew it.
You're new here. It happens. Yeah. 248-539-9797.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was about the San Francisco, Baltimore, and Buffalo.
Yeah. Yeah.
The difference is San Francisco has won multiple Super Bowls and just went to one not long ago. You might remember they beat the Lions in the NFC Championship game. Baltimore has won a Super Bowl, multiple Super Bowls, and so they've been to championship games as well. And Buffalo is notorious for losing the Super Bowl. Those teams' fan bases, they may be thirsty for more, but they've already tasted a lot. We have yet to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Baltimore won a Super Bowl back in 2013. San Francisco's getting a reputation for losing Super Bowls. They've lost like their last 4 or 5 appearances.
Oh, that's too bad.
Fair enough. Compared to us, yes, they have done
to
more.
Go with the 5 or 6 wins that they have. So if now they have like 10 appearances or whatever.
I guess if you want, like, there's more. We have a more kinship with like Cleveland fans.
Yeah, sadly.
But you know, our problems are not completely unique, and Cleveland fans have actually a bit more of a worse feeling because they had a franchise leave and win Super Bowls elsewhere.
Mm.
That organization left their town and won Super Bowls.
Like as recent as 2013.
248-539-9797. AJ Hinch joined the morning show. I have the best of what he had to say. Very interesting stuff about the trade deadline, his approach to it. Should they actually buy? Hear what the manager had to say at 11:30 on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Gator, I will give you the answer.
Was this like Jeopardy?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
And you tell me what the question is.
Okay.
The answer is the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Who was the Canadian Football League team from Winnipeg?
The question
did they play
is,
last night?
Actually, they did. I think they played
there
Saskatchewan.
There were some CFL games.
Yeah, yeah. So. Yeah. When the Tiger game ends and you're looking for sports and you watch the basketball tournament with the Wichita State alums taking on the New Mexico alums.
How do you tear yourself away from that?
Because I love the Elam ending. I love that way that those games end. And I'm not convinced it's not a better brand of basketball. Not the players, but the way they do the end of games, which is with a target score at the 2 minute warning or when they reach the last TV. I guess it's when they reach the last TV timeout. I think they add 8 points now to the whatever team's winning. If you're winning 60-59, they add 8 points.
First team to 68 wins.
So it takes away all reason to hold the basketball and all reason to foul. And every game has a game winning shot. And then I flipped on the CFL. I was on one.
When you say Blue Bombers, yes. I'm going to guess it's somebody that plays for the Blue Bombers. Perhaps a quarterback or some position to where everybody's like, oh, that guy, that's that where he's playing?
No. So the question is, which CFL team owns Diego Pavia's negotiating rights after he got cut by Baltimore the day before training camp started?
I saw that this morning and I was like, this just happened? Mm-hmm. He didn't even make it to the first day?
He didn't make it to day one. He got kicked out of school before it started.
Because they wanted to add another offensive lineman to the roster and they already have four quarterbacks and Diego Pavia can't beat out one of those other three quarterbacks or other four quarterbacks? Really?
He apparently could not.
I don't think that was it, Gator. I think, when you go to a Cedar Point or whatever, they have those rides where you have to be this tall.
Oh.
They have that at Baltimore. And he went, he showed up and he was like, you're a little short. You're out of here. Sorry.
But wow. There are diminutive quarterbacks in the NFL. I think that might be part of it. But I think the bigger part is what comes out of the guy's mouth. His decision-making, perhaps that is something that has teams going, yep, nope, not, nope, never, nope. What he said, at the Heisman Trophy ceremony was ridiculous. The way he acted when he didn't win, and heck, even throughout the night, popping the gold chains and the whole bit.
Yep.
That's nobody's going to be happy with that. Sitting with all his boys and all that, that's not a good look. And then what he had to say afterwards.
Yep.
Not good.
No,
and
I mean,
he went undrafted, right?
Yeah, and he signed with Baltimore, and
Talented player.
Talented player. The question, and
a lot of heart.
Let's be clear here. People having like their dreams die is not something we celebrate here.
No.
But Buddy didn't do a lot of favors for his own personal reputation with some of his comments and the way he acted. So next stop, Winnipeg.
Maybe Winnipeg, yep. if he feels like doing it. And look, there are plenty of other examples of players that have really done some stupid things that you would think you could lean on and say, I'll never be like that. And it's not that long ago you can say, I'll never be like Johnny Football.
Right.
But he is Johnny Football. He's Diego Football. It's a little bit of a different breed, but it's the same thing, right? Diego Pavia was great in college.
And yes. He was cool. It was a cool
tough
story.
As nails. Yeah. He would will his team to victory, and he was fun to watch.
Yep.
Just like Johnny Football was fun to watch. But it comes with some baggage. Apparently too much baggage for the Ravens to say, yeah, we're going to let you go before training camp even starts.
Well, if you think about the crazy thing is Vanderbilt has existed for a whole bunch of years simply being a harmless little team in the right. SEC. And when that harmless team gets good, they become the little engine that could, and people jump on board yeah. and can root for them. And Pavia was the guy that led that. And he went the junior college route. Then he went to New Mexico State for a couple of years. Then he turned around and he was the reason why. Now you have basically he's the reason why you have 5-for-5 now, because he sued the NCAA saying his JC years shouldn't count. And it's funny to look at his career stats, because after 2 years of junior college, his first year, his career stats in football that I have on Football Reference is New Mexico State class junior. That was in 2022. 2023, New Mexico State class senior. 2024, Vanderbilt, class senior. 2025, Vanderbilt, class senior. Three senior years. But it, really, I think people could have got on board and rooted like crazy for him the same way I think a lot of people just said, oh, this Indiana story's cool. But Pavia and Fernando Mendoza are very different people.
Very different. You talk about polar opposites. Mm-hmm. One guy, incredibly humble, mm-hmm. easy to like. A clean-cut guy, decent size, and then there's Diego Pavia, who's the exact opposite. Diminutive in stature, rough around the edges, and rubs people the wrong way.
Yep. Well.
But both talented.
Very talented. And maybe, you know, you always wonder, is somebody ever have a wake-up call? And if getting cut before training camp even starts, it might have just been performance related, but in his case, you always have to wonder.
Oh, you do. Yep. Yes.
248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, the best of what AJ Hinch told our morning show coming up in a minute. Did you see, Gator, that the USPBL, that league out there in Utica with the four independent teams, which mm-hmm. has really carved an awesome little niche in Detroit? They have their fall music classic announced.
Oh.
3 days, three different genres of music. The first day is country. The second day is hip hop. The third day is rock.
Okay.
The headliner on Rock Night, I want to know how much this interests you. The Gene Simmons Band.
Gene Simmons from Kiss?
I assume.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you have any interest in the Gene Simmons Band?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I never saw Kiss. Never saw Kiss live.
Really?
If there was a show I should have gone to, it would have been the one in the early 90s when they came back to put the makeup on and play at Tiger Stadium. I didn't see that one.
The Gene Simmons Band is a solo touring rock project formed by KISS co-founder Gene Simmons, featuring rotating musician lineups playing solo material and classic KISS tracks.
I'm trying to see who's in the band.
Oh, a rotating musician lineup, apparently.
Yes, but can you tell me who's in it now?
I don't know who's going to be out in Utica.
I don't either.
Well, you never saw KISS, so I guess here's your opportunity, right?
This is true. Okay, I says, see if I know anybody on this. And the answer is The drummer is who I know. That's about it.
Yeah,
I'd be, I might be curious. I don't know if it's enough to get me to go out there and see it. Interesting.
Yeah.
He's coming to Jimmy, or to what's the field now?
What's it called?
UWM.
UWM Field.
Thank you.
In Utica?
Yeah.
Interesting venue. For
Ken,
for
you were just there, weren't you?
Yeah, I was just there last weekend.
And how was it?
Good. It's a good time. I mean,
I love the stadium.
Yeah,
it's great.
It's got a ballpark feel. You know, it's nice. And I feel like it's like, because it's basically in the middle of a neighborhood almost. It's downtown Utica, but I mean, literally the street over is houses, you know, like a subdivision, right?
And yeah.
So it's got that nice feel.
It's right on M59.
Exactly. So, yeah, we have a good time. I mean, I don't mean any disrespect by this, but I don't have to pay attention to the game at all. You know, like I just,
yeah, it's just,
you mingle, you talk, you eat, you drink, you know.
It's like walking around the carnival.
Yeah, you know? Basically.
A fair. Right? Yeah.
You don't have to
Hey, there's baseball over here. Let's check it out. Meanwhile,
what are they doing?
I got a taco and a beer, and, you know, we'll see what's up.
Dude, this is pretty bad. I forgot, my mom came with us because we had a bunch of my family, and someone asked, like, so, like, who are these guys playing? And I said, well, it's like semi-professional baseball.
College, you know, okay? Kids.
And and so I'm like, these guys, they're not that good. None of them are going to make it to the majors. I mean, a couple have, you know, here and there, but generally not that good. And my wife turns to me and goes, quiet down. We were sitting above the dugout. And I was like, oh, God. Hear me.
It's not like you're with 35,000 fans like last night's Tigers game where no one's going to hear a word you're saying. It's like, you know, 800 people at this field, and Kang's like, I know these guys got a shot to make it.
I'm like, they're terrible.
Thank God you weren't there with Rieger.
I know, right? Oh, God. Rieger. He could announce the
Rieger
lineups.
Rieger would be the Diego Pavia of that night. He'd get kicked out before the game even started.
More than likely.
Straight ahead, AJ Hinch, his thoughts on what Scoobal said about his injury, feeling his elbow hurting back in January, and if you keep Scoobal, should you buy? What did the manager say? Hear it next on 97. All right, we're going to have to shift gears here because we have breaking news, and it's big news in the NBA. As a saga has apparently come to a close. According to Sham Sharania of ESPN, NBA insider, who seems to break every story, LeBron James has made his decision. He is signing with the Philadelphia 76ers on a 2-year, $8 million deal.
Wow.
$8 million? $8 million?
Didn't people report earlier that he's not going to take a pay cut to go anywhere? And I'd say going from, you know, a salary, what was he, north of $50 million down to $8 million is taking a pay cut to finish up his career and chase a ring with Philadelphia, where now he joins Jaylen Brown and Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. Wow.
Honestly,
Anthony Simmons and the rest of the crew.
I'm pissed.
Well, you're pissed why? Because he's not a Piston?
For $8 million, we would have offered 8.5.
What if they did? It's clearly not money. That's not why he went to Philly.
I know. I'm pissed that he didn't come to Detroit. We had the money. We have Cade. I mean, I'm not pissed at the Pistons.
No,
I
want to
hear the whole story. Yeah. I'm just like disappointed that LeBron is now in the East. He's still a good player. If you don't think of him in terms of what he was and just think of him what he is and what he's likely to be, that guy would help the Pistons. And the fact that he could sign for an amount that they could have afforded is mind-blowing. And I'll tell you what else would have happened.
Okay.
Right. I'll tell you what else would have happened. Right. Had LeBron James agreed to come to Detroit, you know what would have happened in 3-2-1? Jalen Duren agrees to Pistons' offer to play with LeBron.
Maybe that's why he's not a Piston. You know who I'm going to be pissed at right now at first blush? The Boston Celtics. They gave away Jaylen Brown. And they absolutely gave him away. They gave him away to Philadelphia, and then Philadelphia looked incredibly appetizing with, you know, Brown and Embiid and Maxey already there, that LeBron looks around and says, well, it's my last kick at the can in the NBA. I got to win a championship. Where am I going to go? I want to pick a different team. Do I have a better chance of winning in Miami, playing with Giannis? Or going back to Cleveland and playing with that crew? Well, or do I go where Jaylen Brown just went to Philadelphia, thanks a lot, Boston, and go there? Because let's just say that had Jaylen Brown been traded to the Pistons, had that happened, would LeBron have signed with the Pistons?
I think it might have been the case. I'll tell you this. I don't love the Pistons offseason. What I like is they've reshaped the supporting cast and turned them into shooters. They are clearly going the direction of, we're going to try and free everything else up by loading up on guys who can shoot. But they hit no home runs. They made some good moves. Moves I endorse. I'm definitely on board with Isaiah Joe. Love that sign, that trade. Thought it was awesome. Definitely on board with John Collins. I think he fits that mold. And then there's other moves. We'll see how it works out. I don't have a huge expectation for Gary Harris, but if it does work out, it's going to be because he can shoot it. The kid that got the play to Baylor, Prince, Torian Prince, he can shoot it. Like, they've reshaped the supporting cast. However, I would trade all that in to get LeBron for, would they have offered 10? I mean, they could have afforded him, apparently.
Yeah, again, it's not money.
I want to know why not Detroit. Like, he might say, would he answer that?
I think it's simple.
Is it
Jaylen Brown, Joel Embiid, and Tyrese Maxey? That's why.
Okay, Detroit has Cade Cunningham.
Yeah.
Asar Thompson.
Asar Thompson, great. He plays defense, doesn't score.
That's a player that LeBron would love.
Sure,
guy who plays defense that doesn't take shots away from
the top three for the Pistons to the top three of Philadelphia. Hold on, it's not a comparison.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just say this. I think Detroit has a case to be made. I want to know why Philly and why not Detroit. Nobody's going to ask him that question.
Well, he came out with a statement, guys, and it's on Twitter. He just posted it. This is from LeBron James' Twitter account right now, or X, formerly known as Twitter. Mm-hmm. I thought I was done when the season ended. I wasn't ready to announce it, and I knew I needed more time to really decide. But I was pretty sure I played my last game. I was honest at the last press conference when I said I needed to look myself and decide if I still love this game. I still truly love this game and have more to give. The last few weeks have been really special. I've never been able to have no clue what it took, he wrote this, what to do and take real time to just think. I've had an incredible few months with all the people I love trying to figure it all out. This is my last decision. I'm not going for money. I'm not going for family. What am I really playing for at this point? I still want to sacrifice. I still want to work. I still want to grind. I still want to compete to win and have a chance at the feeling of winning another championship. I believe I can make the Philadelphia 76ers a championship team, and I'm so excited to energize a new fan base and start this incredible journey one last time. Thank you, LA, Miami. I'll forever love the Northeast Ohio, and Northeast Ohio will always be home. So he chose Philly because he thinks that team gives him the best chance at winning another championship. Not the Pistons, not the Heat, the Cavs.
Well, maybe rip Boston because Boston gave him that chance.
I agree with you, Gator. This is Boston's fault. Mm-hmm. Once they gave him the Sixers,
Jaylen Brown.
Because they were thinking addition by subtraction, but they gave him away, right?
Like, give him away to us.
Well, they gave him to Philly, and now Philly has a star-studded lineup. If Embiid's healthy, I know it's a big if, that team's loaded.
I'm pissed.
Who are you pissed at, though?
I don't know. Let me just be pissed and sit over here and simmer.
Okay. You're going to simmer. I'm pissed at Boston. I think it had this. The Boston deal to Philly screams a lot of Dallas and Los Angeles with the Luka Doncic trade, right? It feels like if you would let everybody in on it, you're trading Jaylen Brown. Hang on. Everybody get your best offers together. You'd get something a hell of a lot better than what Philadelphia offered.
I think they did. This is the best they could get.
Do you think?
Yes. Because
really?
Yes. Because once it became known that they were willing to offer Jaylen Brown over Giannis and that didn't happen, the whole league knew Jaylen Brown was up for grabs. And the whole league didn't do much. And the Celtics had to settle for giving him away to the Sixers because they basically did not want Jaylen Brown on their team anymore.
Man, if you had known back, you know, a few weeks ago when we're at Shandy Creek and we're discussing all this, if you were the Pistons and you could have, let's say, sacrificed Jalen Duren for Jalen Brown, you know, made a package deal around for Jalen Brown to give them Duren and picks or whatever. If you had known then that you could have done that and then added LeBron James, and we'd have LeBron James and Jalen Brown with Cade Cunningham and Asar Thompson and the rest. Oh, that would have been that. Now you're cooking with something, but they didn't. So now I'm pissed at Boston for.
I think I'm a little pissed at Trajan.
Oh,
little.
Okay.
Little. Right. I'm more pissed at the situation.
What do you got to bring Jersey Shore about?
What?
You said the situation. Sitch, you upset with Sitch? What'd he do? What does he have to do with this?
He's a douche canoe. I'm pissed at the situation. A little pissed at Trajan because Philly went out and completely reshaped their team and have probably lapped the Pistons now. And the Pistons had the opportunity, as you pointed out, to do this, and they didn't. It wasn't a direct path to LeBron. And, you know, Jalen Brown might turn out to be, Boston might be right. He might be the kind of guy you don't want on your team. But I'm disappointed that somebody with his talent took a discount to play somewhere else. When we're in the mix, we are in the mix. Whether he believes Philly is better than Detroit, that's fine. And LeBron chose Philly. We're in the mix. This is the kind of move that could have been made for Detroit. It didn't happen for a variety of reasons, but it could have.
I think you're onto something, Doug, where like your anger kind of shifted a little bit toward Trajan. Because if Trajan Langdon makes the move for Jalen Brown, that makes the Pistons a lot more enticing for a guy like LeBron James to come to and try to win it one last time. But when you have a roster of Cade and a bunch of other dudes, as much as I love Cade Cunningham, that's just not enough, especially a guy who's going to be 42, 43, whatever.
You might be right that it's just not enough. But you know what it is? It's way more attractive than anything we've had here in a long time. And you don't have to squint real hard to see that the Pistons are a contender in the East like we used to have to do. And I'm pissed. I am pissed at Boston. I'm pissed at LeBron. And I'm a little pissed at Trajan.
Okay.
It's Carson Anderson. All right, LeBron to the...
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now. But home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with the right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Hey, Little Bob here. Bob's Discount Furniture has the furniture you've waited 250 years for. We've got power reclining sofas as low as $7.99, five-piece dining sets as low as $3.99, Bob-O-Pedic mattresses for as low as $2.99, and of course, feature-packed bestsellers like my Playday sectional with pop-up sleeper sofa. So stop in or shop mybobs.com to see where America shops for furniture.
Oh, my Bob!
Now open in Vestal.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport.
RealFacts 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And RealFacts 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Fixers people, 248-539-9797-971. The piece of pie is growing a little bit towards LeBron now.
Oh, or your anger?
Yeah. Because LeBron took a discount. Because LeBron took a discount to go somewhere else.
To go anywhere he wanted.
Yep. And for people just joining us, LeBron, at this hour, breaking news, going to Philly. And Detroit just got lapped. And I dare I say, I can't shake this feeling that Trajan just got a little bit worked by an Eastern Conference GM. Not that he did anything specifically to hurt the Pistons, but while he made some subtle moves, a GM in the league, in the conference, went big. And
twice.
Went big twice, and I think he got the second move done because of the first move. And that move was probably available to Trajan as well. I want to be clear here. I don't love the Pistons offseason. I think what the Pistons have done is tried to reshape their team and make them more of a modern-day threat offensively, to build put a bunch of shooters around Cade, but this one bothers me.
You know what really bothers
me? Or you?
Miami Heat social media department
that accidentally put up a post with a link to a LeBron.
Little they know that link was going to be to a Philadelphia radio station.
Who was it? Was it Dwayne Wade that said LeBron's never taken a discount before in his career? Why would he start now?
Because he wants to win another championship, apparently.
He wants to do something else no one else has ever done in the league. It's four championships with four different teams.
And we qualify for that.
Yeah. Well, it's technically, yes. But he does play the percentage game, and I think he thinks his percentages are way better with the Sixers.
I would agree with him.
Right?
At this point, yeah. they are. The Sixers have the better roster, right? Certainly the better starting roster. And adding him to it, yeah, that makes them. I mean, they were already contenders, right? When they had Jaylen Brown with Joel Embiid and the rest of them. But now they've got LeBron James in the mix. Good grief. That things just got, I mean, the Knicks are like, what? We thought, wait a minute. We're celebrating a championship. Aren't we going to be dynastic here? Not so much.
Guys, relax. The Pistons got guys named Isaiah, Joe, and Prince again. Championship. That's from an unnamed texter. DJ at work writes, Doug, chill out. LeBron was never coming here. DJ, I'm not going to chill out. Oh. I don't tell you out of field. Don't tell me out of field. I'm pissed. Doug, I think you're getting some bad chemicals from your veggie burger. Philly is so much better than Detroit on paper. It's not even close.
Is that what you have today?
Well, I would argue it was close. If you look at the odds to win the NBA championship, they are close to one another. I think Philly was plus 2,100. Detroit was plus 2,400. That technically is pretty close. Neither of them are a favorite, but you guys should be mad at the Pistons. If they were aggressive and made a deal for Jaylen Brown or others, the Pistons might have been the team LeBron chose. Total fair by another Detroit GM. Wake up, Trajan. That's from Jay. Well, I'm a little pissed at Trajan.
They did try to work a trade that involved Jaylen Brown that would have brought Kevin Durant to Detroit.
Who's still out there.
Who is, well, he's not a free agent. You have to trade for him, even though it looks like the Blazers are not in the market to move him right now. They just think that it was injuries last year that were an issue and that they think that they're going to be a much better team with him. But I'd still try. That was going to be my question to you. Mm-hmm. Do you reach back out to Houston and say, hey, let's try to rekindle this. We're really interested in Kevin Durant. Is there a package that would entice you?
248-539-9797. Sam is next. Hi, Sam.
Hey, so I originally called about the Lions. What I'm most excited about, I like when you guys interview Goff on the radio, so that's what I'm looking forward to. And then, you know, Doug, I emphasize with you, I am also ticked off because we could have offered LeBron many millions more. You know, him and Cade, they like each other, so why not come play here? Dude, you would have lifted the city up. We probably would have built you a freaking statue for coming here. But not, you know, whatever. Fame chasing and go get your ring. I'm sick of LeBron. Well, I hated him before, but I liked him because I hoped he was coming here, and now I hate him again. So,
I mean, he took less money to fit into to whatever cap situation Philadelphia had. He clearly thinks Philadelphia has the best chance to win the NBA championship for any team that he hasn't played for. Because that's the only thing that factors into it, right? If he's going to set records, he's going to have to go somewhere else other than Cleveland, Los Angeles, or Miami. So this is where he's going. I think it's hard to say that Philadelphia wouldn't be a favorite right now in the Eastern Conference anyway. I don't know if they're going to be a favorite overall, but it's a pretty good team they've assembled right now.
Independent of this, I want to ask you this. Do you like Detroit's offseason? Do you think they're coming back as a better team to win in this NBA?
I think they're a better
team. Provided they get Durant back, sorry.
Yeah, there's a big provision there, and I do think that's going to happen. Yes, I think they're a better team than what they were last year. Unfortunately, I think the other teams in the Eastern Conference have also improved.
That's why I said independent of this. Kang, do you think they're a better team than they were a year ago?
I agree with you, Gator. I think the Detroit Pistons by themselves are probably, even if it's marginally, a better team than they were last year. That's not, like you said, though, Doug, I'm not including everybody else getting better.
Yeah, sure.
Here, though,
everybody else, especially Philly here.
Yeah, that's the question is, did everyone else get too much better? Well, more better than
I think they got lapped. I think Philly has lapped them. And, you know, like I said, I'm a little pissed at Langdon. The reason I'm not super pissed at Langdon is because I don't love their offseason. But I think they got worked here a little bit by another GM in another city that said, okay. Now, could it fail in Philly? I mean, why did Boston, typically a pretty good organization, give away Jaylen Brown?
Well, sure, it could fail. If you question whether or not he is locker room poison, that's fair to question. If you want to question Joel Embiid and the health of his body, that's fair to question. If you want to question, you know, how much load management LeBron is going to do or how dedicated he really is to playing things out. If he was that close to retiring, is he really all in? He says he is. But can that, and there's lots of question marks with it, but on paper, it looks pretty impressive what they have. But there's lots of, look, it may just be a house of cards.
Ryan Hanna from the Wing Wheeled podcast just tweeted out something hysterical. Wow, the Blackhawks could have had two LeBron Jameses for the price of one Patrick Kane.
Look at that.
Patrick Kane got more money than LeBron.
Was it 2 years, $8 million a year, or is it 2 years at $8 million total?
Patrick Kane?
No, LeBron.
I read this as...
I think you're right. Yeah. It's 2 years, $8 million. It's like 4 years. That is crazy.
LeBron, in NBA terms, LeBron took nothing. He took nothing. He's almost working for free.
I just saw something the other day that he has a stake in one of the European soccer league teams that he had bought like in 2011, bought a stake in it, that now that team is going for sale and that he stands to make like $111 million off of that deal alone.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about the money, Doug. He's got business ventures that print money.
Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music,
podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.